Okay. So this is a hypnosis session for overcoming emotional eating. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your legs, for your feet. And wherever you are, in a chair, or in a bed or a sofa, just allow yourself to settle into the furniture wherever you are. So what I'd like you to do now is just with your eyes open, stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through the tops of your head without moving your head, just staring straight upwards, looking through your eyebrows, looking straight up. Then as you continue to stare upwards, take a deep breath in and hold it. Now allow the eyelids to flutter closed as you hold that breath, but stare upwards. Holding the breath, staring upwards. Holding, staring upwards, good. Feeling the light strain in the lower lids. Holding your breath. Good, now allow that breath out, relaxing your eyes to a comfortable position. And as you let that breath all the way out, just imagine it's like a balloon collapsing and all the tension is just draining right out of your body. So now what I'd like you to do with every breath, every wonderful, comfortable, rhythmic breath in, breathing in either through the nose or mouth, just focus intently on the part of the, either the lips or the nasal passage where the breath passes in. Focusing all your attention and energy on the part of your face where the breath just first passes in, either over your lips or in through your nose. Breathing that breath all the way in, as deeply as you can, as comfortably as you can. Breathing down deep into your ribs, filling your ribs with nourishing energy. And then as you're ready, breathing that breath all the way out. Just exhaling out and letting that breath go. And with every exhalation, you'll notice your whole body relaxing little by little, more and more with every exhalation. So take each long, slow, deep breath in at your pace, in your way, really focusing on the movement of the air as you breathe in. Breathing comfortably, following that breath all the way in and then exhaling out, releasing tension and tightness. And as you exhale out, you'll release any unnecessary tension you no longer need in your body. And you may imagine that tension leaving your body is an energy of a certain color, if that makes sense to you. And as you exhale that energy out, that tension you no longer need in your body, you can feel your whole body relaxing more and more. So breathe in nice and deep and slow, in through your mouth, in through your nose, following that breath all the way in, and then exhaling out at your pace, in your way, and just releasing tension or tightness. Every exhalation just allows you to let go of more tightness and more tension from your body so that you can sink deeper and deeper into relaxation, deeper and deeper into hypnosis with every exhalation. So throughout this hypnosis session, you'll pay attention to the suggestions that are meaningful to you, and you'll be able to ignore the ones that aren't so meaningful. Throughout the hypnosis session, you may continue to notice sounds around, but as you go along, you'll notice the sounds are less distracting. And if ever you become aware of sounds, you can gently use that awareness to bring it back to your breath and bring your focus back to the words that are being said, back to the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, little by little, as your body relaxes more and more. So with every long, slow, deep breath in, Every exhalation, just letting go of more tightness and more tension in your shoulders, in your chest, in your jaw. And with every exhalation, not only letting go of tightness and tension, but letting your mind drift off to a safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever that may be for you. It may be a place you've been before, a magical, comforting, relaxing place, or imaginary place you'd like to go, or more recently, a pleasurable experience on a beach holiday or a mountain holiday, wherever your mind drifts off to. Allow the images to fill your senses with the awareness of the sights, the colors, the sounds, the smells, the feeling of drifting in this safe, comfortable, happy place. And in this safe, comfortable, happy place where your mind drifts off to, will you fill your awareness with all the magical sensations of the five senses? You can feel yourself just let go more and more there, relaxing, not care in the world, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. As you take time out of your busy day to take time for you, to enjoy this mental and physical holiday where your body relaxes and your mind drifts off to a safe, comfortable, happy place, not a care in the world, nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. And as you drift off more and more to your safe, comfortable, happy place, the sound of my voice will travel with you. You needn't focus on these words. They'll just drift with you. And the sounds of my words will make sense without even needing to focus. But they'll help you grow more comfortable, more relaxed, more peace in mind and body. So now with every exhalation, allow your attention to drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place, drifting deep inside of you to find that place that's special, that knows your feelings matter, drifting off to that place where you feel completely at ease and comfortable, where you could stay hours upon hours, not a care in the world, just enjoying yourself. So that you can allow yourself to enjoy the maximal benefits of this self-hypnosis. Allowing your mind to become more still, more quiet. Allowing all the muscles in your body to relax more and more. Enjoying this wonderful state of calm, tranquility, and peacefulness. Just by allowing your mind to grow more still, more quiet. Drifting off to this wonderful, safe, comfortable, happy place and noticing more and more with curiosity and surprise the growing sensations of relaxation in your body. You may notice how the chair, the sofa, the bed, the furniture where you lay, where you sit is completely supporting your entire body. It's like you're enveloped in a pillowy, downy cloud, fully supporting your entire body, and it's absorbing all the unnecessary tension your body no longer needs. And as the sofa, the furniture, the chair just absorbs all the unnecessary tension like a sponge, leaving your body so that you can relax more deeply, more comfortably, so you can inhale and exhale more slowly, more rhythmically, more comfortably. And your body, little by little, will let go of all the tension and tightness. And as you relax deeper and deeper, you're taking time just for you, where you can feel a gentle, soothing feeling of allowing your mind and your body to just rest in the quietness, to settle down, so that you can attend to yourself for a while, and you can let go of everything but the sound of my voice, and you can focus on your breathing, the rhythmic nature of it, just like the waves of the ocean. Breathing slowly, easy and comfortably. So with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing more comfortably in and exhaling out and just letting go. And with every breath, in a curious and surprised way, you may notice new and growing sensations of relaxation. Whatever you notice is fine. Just notice how your body relaxes in whatever way, in whatever order you notice. You may notice growing sensations of numbness, tingling, heaviness or lightness in your hands, in your fingertips, in your arms. From the very tips of your fingers through your hands. Just take notice of what sensations you notice with every exhalation as you release more and more tension and tightness from your body. Breathing in more comfortably, more deeply, and every breath just letting go of more and more tension, letting go of more and more tightness. Perhaps you notice sensations of numbness, tingling, heaviness or lightness in the toes, in the feet, in the legs. Just take notice with curiosity and surprise, whatever it is you experience. With every breath in, you breathe in some healing energy. You breathe in that healing energy and it flows throughout your body. Rejuvenating, relaxing, restoring at a deep cellular level, your mind and your body. And with every breath in, you may notice healing energy flowing downwards over the tops of your head, over your forehead, your cheeks and your jaw, flowing down into the neck and the shoulders. Just your whole body in your way, becoming more relaxed, more comfortable, gradually a sensation of floating, drifting over your entire body. Perhaps floating a few inches or sinking down into a billowy, feathered pillow of air. Whatever is more comfortably relaxing and pleasing to you, let yourself be curious and surprised by the sensations of relaxation you experience as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation. Calm, easy waves of relaxation flowing throughout your body. Perhaps drifting in your safe, comfortable place in a warm sun, pleasy, melting the tension and tightness in your shoulders, your forehead, your cheeks, perhaps melting the tension and tightness in your chest and your arms. Just feeling that pleasant warmth all around you. Or if perhaps it's a cool, safe, comfortable, happy place, feeling the cool breeze, allowing you to feel crisp and alive, peaceful and calm all at the same time. Wherever you drift off to, your mind is feeling more at peace, more still, more quiet. And gradually, little by little, with every breath and every word that is said, your body just drifts into a wonderful state of deep relaxation, wonderfully drifting into hypnosis, where you can enjoy the feeling of timelessness, weightlessness, not a care in the world, and letting yourself become more immersed in the sensations of deep relaxation, not a care in the world, nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. In this peaceful, calm, tranquil place, really taking a moment with each breath to really enjoy this deep relaxation growing throughout your entire body. Your mind growing more still, more calm, more peaceful, more quiet. Your body growing more relaxed, floating, drifting. A sense of freedom, peacefulness, just gently rocking you back and forth. In a pleasant place of warmth and comfort. And as you rock and float, drifting inwards, noticing how the muscles in your face, your cheeks, your forehead have already become so much more relaxed. The shoulders have dropped down into their pockets. The chest wall is more relaxed. You can breathe more comfortably. The tummy is relaxed, the legs and the arms. Really noticing that sensation of lightness, tingling heaviness in your legs and your arms. And most importantly, just allowing yourself to enjoy the experience. Allowing yourself to take time for you. Allowing yourself to enjoy this mental and physical holiday. Allowing yourself to enjoy the feeling of not having a care in the world. There's nothing to disturb you. There's nothing to bother you. This is time just for you. And as you drift deeper and deeper, you may be wondering if anything is happening, what is happening, but knowing it doesn't really matter. All that really matters is you feel more peace, more relaxed, more comfortable than a few moments ago. All that matters is you allow yourself to enjoy the experience. That's all that truly matters. Drifting and rocking deeper and deeper all the time. Noticing more and more with curiosity and surprise the growing sensations of relaxation. And in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to take 5 very deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I'd like you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. Drifting deeper and deeper. So much so that at the count of 5, when we get to the count of 5, you'll notice yourself, feel yourself, enjoy yourself, feeling much, much more relaxed, more still, more quiet, your mind drifting off and your body relaxed. So 1, when you're ready, take a deep breath in. Good, and you can let that breath go. Let that breath all the way out. Really enjoy that feeling of letting go. Those 2 words, let go, letting go, are powerful words. We can use those 2 words throughout our day, every day, to let go of distressing thoughts, to let go of distressing feelings, to let go of familiar urges. We can say those words to ourselves, let go. And you'll notice when you do, in an interesting way, just saying those words to yourself, you'll be able to let those distressing thoughts, those distressing feelings, those distressing urges to just pass you by. You'll be able to let them go. When you say those words to yourself, let go, you'll notice today and other days, as you practice this hypnosis more and more, you'll be able to repeat those powerful words to yourself. Let go. In the softest and kindest voice possible, you'll repeat those words to yourself. Let go. and those distressing urges, distressing emotions, feelings, those distressing and familiar urges will just simply vanish. Thoughts, feelings, urges will vanish. Like ships just passing in the night. A leaf floating down the stream or a cloud in the sky just pass you by. As quickly as it came, as easily as it came, it'll pass you by. So too, when you're ready, take another deep, deep breath. Good. And let it go. Let go more and more now. Letting go of the analyzing, the questioning, the wondering, the thinking. Letting go of the problem solving. Letting go of the wondering. Just letting your mind drift now more and more. Letting go of any unnecessary tension or tightness in your body. Just letting it go more and more now. Letting go of anything you don't need, just letting go. Letting your mind drift, letting your body relax, letting yourself enjoy this mental and physical holiday. You can just let it go. And three, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Good, and really let that breath go. Let go of everything in your body. Let go of the tension, the tightness. Let go of everything but the comfort you feel. Let that comfort in your body amplify, intensify, spread throughout your body. Let that feeling of drifting and letting go become more real for you. Just let go. Sinking deeper and deeper with every regular breath you take, with every word that is said, just sinking deeper and deeper into a relaxed and pleasant hypnotic state. You're in charge of your mind and your body, and your mind can think the thoughts you tell it to, and your body can do the things you tell it to. You're in charge. And so with your breath, you can use your breath to relax your mind, to relax your body. To the depth that you'll experience today, that you'll choose to experience today. This is the depth that you'll enjoy. And this will be your experience for today, and that is good. So four, when you're ready, another deep, deep breath. Good, and letting that breath go, letting it all go. Just letting your whole body sink down into more and more comfort, more and more stillness, more and more quiet. Good. And five, a very deep breath now. Good, and let that breath go. Let it all go. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take another deep, deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you can let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, becoming much more deeply relaxed in a much deeper, pleasant, hypnotic trance. All right, when you're ready, take that very full deep breath in and hold it. Good, and hold it. And hold it. Good, now let go. Let that breath all the way out. Let your whole body relax, more and more peace. And every regular breath you take, every exhale, your mind will drift deeper and deeper into a deeper, quiet inner state where thoughts slow down, as if you're not really thinking about much at all. And as you continue to drift deeper and deeper, and relax, yes, continue to relax, and enjoy that quiet inner stillness of your own inner world, the stillness you experience now. And in this stillness where all is quiet, you are safe and peaceful, calm, everything is okay. And because everything is okay, in this moment, I'd like you to memorize this feeling of being okay. Memorize this feeling of perhaps being more than okay, more calmer, more peaceful than you felt in a long time. To help you memorize this feeling of being more than okay, you can easily create an anchor that will automatically re-elicit this state you feel now of deep relaxation and calm. More calm, more peaceful than you thought imaginable. More calm, more peaceful than just a few moments ago. Noticing now with more curiosity and surprise the growing sensations of relaxation you notice in your head, in your chest, in your tummy, in your arms, in your legs. Noticing it with curiosity and surprise. Noticing it with more joy and excitement, and enjoying the experience more and more now. So you can create an anchor by bringing the thumb and the forefinger of one of your hands together to make an okay symbol. And as you bring the thumb and the finger together to make an okay symbol, when you feel the thumb and the forefinger together, memorize the wonderful feeling of deep relaxation you have in your body. So peaceful, so calm. Memorize the wonderful feeling you have in your mind of quietness, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Wonderful, magical feelings, not a care in the world. Memorize these feelings you have right now as you make this okay symbol. Notice how good it feels, and remind you that it's okay for you to feel a calm. It's okay for you to feel peace, to feel stillness. It's okay for you to enjoy feeling calm and still. It's okay for you to feel at one with yourself, to feel that wonderful sense of acceptance. As you are today, here and now, all your wonderful qualities, your resourcefulness, your determination, your wisdom, your insight, your awareness, your kindness and your compassion. It's okay. Memorize these feelings of feeling calm in your body, calm in your mind, feeling accepting, and okay with feeling calm, okay with being okay, okay with liking yourself and all your wonderful qualities. Keeping that thumb and the forefinger together, repeating to yourself quietly in your mind's eye, just inside your head, repeating to yourself, I am okay. I am okay. I am okay. Repeat those words to yourself quietly in your mind's eye, letting the words get more real, more powerful, stronger in your mind's eye. As you feel those words, as you sense those words, as you believe those words, I am okay. As I'm quiet, just repeat those words to yourself over and over. Good, and you can let your fingers relax now. And as you remain in this calm state, where you can lay claim to connecting with the wise part of yourself that knows you're okay, you can connect with that part of you, that wise part of yourself that knows you are okay. Your wise self knows there's many parts of you. And the wise part of yourself is one of many parts of you. We all have many parts of ourselves. We have an emotional part of ourselves. We have a rational part of ourselves. And we have a wise part of ourselves. And the wise part of ourselves is a blending of the emotional parts of ourselves and the rational part of ourselves. The wise part of yourself knows what's in your best interest. Down the road, knows what's in your mental well-being, what's for your physical well-being. Your wise part of yourself is able to balance the emotion and the rational parts, able to weigh both parts. The wise part of yourself can see ahead into the future. The wise part of yourself is mature. The wise part of yourself knows you are okay, just the way you are. And even though it's okay the way you are, it's also okay to work towards goals in a paced, relaxed, accepting way. We can have goals that we work towards. But the wise part of yourself knows how to work towards these goals in a kind, accepting, mature, sensitive way. The wise part of yourself is compassionate, kind, and accepting. The emotional parts of ourself can be judgmental and cruel. The rational parts of ourselves sometimes only looks at facts and doesn't take the emotional parts of ourselves into account. The rational part of ourselves can look at facts and reason, but isn't necessarily good at deciding what's in our best interest. Your wise part of yourself is a part of you. It's a strong part of you. It's your compassionate and truly kind and accepting part of you. It moves towards goals in a paced and compassionate way. It's never in a rush. The wise part of yourself knows that as we move towards our goals, we ebb and we flow. We have good days and bad days and mediocre days and everything in between. It's the everything in between the wise parts of ourselves knows. The wise part of yourself speaks to you in a soft, calming voice, full of wisdom. The wise part of yourself knows that at times We long for foods, certain foods, or a lot of food, when the emotional part of ourselves is in distress. And even though the wise parts of ourselves knows the emotion part of ourselves sometimes craves these foods or too much food, the yearning can feel real, but the need for the food is not necessarily real. If we've eaten and given our body the sustenance it needs, the wise part of ourselves knows it's just the emotional part of ourselves yearning, crying for attention. The need for food is not real. The yearning is maybe real. So the wise part of ourselves knows how to take care of the emotional parts of ourselves, to recognize those emotions, the yearning, to recognize the triggers, internal, external, to recognize those feelings in our body when it's the emotional parts of ourselves trying to take over. That craving, that searching, those urges. The wise part of yourself knows these are just urges and impulses. But your wise part of yourself always knows there's another part of you. The wise part of yourself is the part of you that you will strengthen so that you can eat in a more mindful, slow, and deliberate way. And when we eat more mindfully, slowly, more deliberately, we stay connected with the sensations in our body, the sense of fullness. We stay connected to the taste of the food. We stay connected to the real need that our body has. So the wise part of yourself knows how to eat more mindfully, more aware. Staying in touch with the sensations of the body. Staying in touch with how much food our body actually needs for our activity, for the amount of time that has passed since our last meal. Our wise mind of ourself can see and feel and become aware of the emotional parts of ourselves, the rational parts of ourselves, and the facts around when we ate and how much our body needs on a daily basis. And the wise part of ourselves can balance both of them. The wise part of yourself is the Teflon part of you. And as we strengthen the wise part of ourself, the observing of thoughts, observing of feelings and urges, observing of sensations in our body without reacting or responding, we strengthen our Teflon coating. We strengthen our ability to be non-reactive. We strengthen the wise mind. The Teflon wise mind lets experiences and feelings come into mind, come into the body with awareness and to leave right away. So take a moment to connect with the part of yourself that's the emotional part of yourself. The part of yourself that in the past ate when you were distressed or stressed or frustrated or overwhelmed. Allow yourself to connect with that part of your emotional self that got into a habit of eating due to distress, overwhelm, frustration, fear, whatever the feeling may be. Allow yourself to connect with that part of yourself, the emotional part of yourself, the craving part of yourself. The part of yourself that ate, not out of hunger, but trying to fill an emotional need, an emotional void, trying to push down fear or sadness or overwhelm, trying to self-medicate in that way. Get in touch with that part now. See him or her, this emotional part of yourself, in a kind and compassionate way. Sense what that part of yourself is all about. What is this part of yourself really yearning for? Perhaps this part of yourself is yearning for emotional comfort, for validation, for expression of those feelings. And perhaps it's okay to tell that part of yourself, it's okay to feel stressed. It's okay to feel sad, fearful, angry, overwhelmed, resentful, whatever the feeling may be. Can you show this younger part of yourself, this emotional part of yourself, some comfort? Giving them permission to feel the feelings, to notice the feelings, to observe the feelings without acting on the feelings. Feelings are not your enemy. Feelings are just an experience. Can you tell the emotional part of yourself that you don't need to push down feelings with food? That you can feel the feelings, notice the feelings, observe the feelings. These feelings will not hurt you. They are temporary. And just like waves, they will peak and they will pass. All things peak and pass. Things that bothered you yesterday don't bother you today. Things 2 weeks ago don't bother you today. Most things, pain, emotions, thoughts, peak and they pass, just like waves. So all emotions, when you observe them, notice them, allow them to be there, will pass. It's when we focus on them too much and in certain ways intensify them, act on them, or try to push them down, ignore them, that they grow, that they amplify. By just simply noticing, when you feel distress, label the feeling, notice the feeling, make space for the feeling, and it'll pass. It'll soften. It'll fade. Your wise part of yourself knows this about the emotional part of yourself. The wise part of yourself knows how to label these emotions, notice these emotions, give permission for the emotions to be there. The wise part of yourself knows the old habits of stuffing down the emotions with food. Your wise part of yourself can make different choices now that the awareness is there. So you can remind yourself that the emotion part of yourself is okay. It's okay to be there. It's okay to feel. It's okay to notice those feelings, to label those feelings, to make space for those feelings, allow them to be there, and allow them to pass. Knowing the triggers, giving compassion and kindness to your experience. So again, repeating quietly in your mind's eye, I am okay. I am okay. I am okay. Now, as you connect more strongly to this wise part of yourself, this mature, aware part of yourself that can allow the feelings, the thoughts, the urges to be there, that can allow the sensations in your body to be there, to notice them, to observe them, to breathe through them, to allow, to not need to act on them, but just to allow them to peak and to pass. Connect with this wise part of yourself, the soft, knowledgeable, calm part of yourself. Connect with this part of yourself and allow the wise part of yourself to grow stronger. The wise part of yourself is just like any other muscle. The more you flex it, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Anchor into your wise part of yourself. Let that wise part of yourself really amplify. Take center stage. Become part of who you are, centered in the breath, centered in your body. Activating that wise part of yourself and letting that part of yourself grow stronger. The wise part of yourself knows you have choices and you have options. So take a moment to bring to mind a situation that could be distressing for you. A situation where you may feel overwhelm, sadness, frustration, stress, fear, anger. Just bring to mind a situation, whatever comes to mind, it doesn't need to be perfect, where you may feel the emotion parts of yourself trying to take hold. And the old habitual part of yourself, the emotional part of yourself, would want to reach out for food, to self-medicate, to push down the emotions. So think of a time in the near future, a situation where you might feel the emotion part of yourself trying to take over, where you may feel this urge to eat to manage your feelings. Let this experience come to mind. Let yourself notice the feelings, notice the urges, notice the feelings in your body, notice the thoughts. Perhaps you're tired or in discomfort or frustrated after a long, stressful day. or just waking up, facing the prospect of another day at work. Remind yourself, see yourself being triggered by the emotional parts of yourself. And imagine ahead of you a TV screen or a movie screen. And on the left-hand side of the screen, you can see the emotion part of you trying to take over, trying to self-medicate with food, trying to push the emotion down. See the emotion part of yourself ignoring, repressing, or amplifying the emotion. Reaching out for food. See this all on the left-hand side of the screen. See yourself judging, criticizing, shaming on the left-hand side of the screen. Let it grow more intense. See it as it unfolds on the screen. Now using your breath, using your okay symbol, connect with the wise part of yourself on the right-hand side of the screen. And the right-hand side of the screen is your wise self. Your wise part of yourself can comfort you like you would comfort a small child or a pet. Wise part of yourself can comfort you for the emotion you're feeling in the moment, can acknowledge that emotion, can let that emotion be there without justifying, without minimizing, without dismissing, without stuffing that emotion down, without magnifying. The wise part of yourself on the right-hand side of the screen can give you permission to feel what you feel, compassion for feeling what you feel in that moment. Make room for that feeling, that wise part of yourself. So the wise part of yourself can accept what you're feeling in the moment. The wise part of yourself can also connect with your body and what's happening in your body. Sit with it without acting on it. Notice it, observe it, validate it, show compassion for it. The wise part of yourself can allow yourself to experience it without acting. To show compassion, kindness, to make space for it, and to let it pass. As the peak of the emotion crests and falls, validating, showing compassion and kindness, and letting that pass. And as you do, you can make your okay symbol and breathe, reminding yourself as you engage that wise, mature part of yourself, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Knowing that means you can handle it, you can feel it, you can connect with it, and you can experience it in the moment as it is. I'm okay. I'm okay. And as you breathe and you repeat those words to yourself, see the emotional parts of yourself on the left-hand side, shrinking into the background, disappearing as the wise, mature part of yourself can balance both the emotional parts of yourself, the rational parts of yourself, blended into this wise, mature part of yourself. The emotional parts of yourself can drift into the background, taking up less space, as the wise, mature part of yourself can balance both the emotion parts of yourself, the rational parts of yourself. Balance them both, allowing emotion to be felt, to be noticed, to be acknowledged, allowing you to connect with emotion, triggers, connect with sensations in your body, connect with urges, allowing you to experience all of it without acting on it, allowing you to move through all these things without needing to act on it, but just being with it, accepting it, connecting it, and experiencing it, accepting what you're feeling, connecting with the experience as it is in your body, and experiencing it as it is. So let that wise part of yourself on the right hand side of the screen get larger. Imagine yourself erasing the emotional parts of yourself. You still have the emotional parts of yourself. It's there with the rational part of yourself, incorporated into the mature, wise part of yourself. Allow the wise, mature part of yourself to take over, to take up the space on the screen with the balance of the rational, the balance of the emotional, all of it integrated into the wise, mature part of yourself that knows what's best for you, for your mental well-being, your physical well-being, is able to acknowledge distress, emotions, urges, old behaviors, connect with them and experience them as they are. Let the wave peak and fall. And as you practice this more and more, making your okay symbol, reminding yourself, I am okay. I am okay. I am okay. Allowing those words to get louder, more real in your mind, knowing that means you can handle it. You can show yourself compassion and kindness. You can accept yourself as you are. You can work towards your goals in a paced, compassionate, kind way. With more understanding for the ebb and the flow. So in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I begin to count upwards, you'll gradually return to your normal state of consciousness, feeling more relaxed and refreshed than you felt in a while, more confident in your ability to engage the wise, mature parts of yourself. So as I count from 1 to 5, you'll feel yourself alerting slowly in your time, in your way. So 1, two, becoming more aware, more alert to the sounds around. 3, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. Then 4, more aware of sounds inside and outside, more aware of the furniture under your body, more aware of the deep feeling of calm and relaxation you feel. And when I get to the count of 5, you'll feel alert and aware, feeling rested. And 5, you can open your eyes when you're ready, coming back to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed.